Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, April 20. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, Germany's great energy experiment. Well, on Saturday, Germany shut down its three remaining nuclear power stations. This fulfilled a campaign promise of Chancellor Olaf Scholz to do away with the source of energy the Germans have viewed as highly dangerous, especially in light of the nuclear accident in Fukushima, Japan in 2011. Phasing out nuclear power now, at the beginning of spring, would seem to be the best time of the year. Germany is just now emerging from winter, traditionally the time of the country's highest energy consumption, and entering what is usually a time of sunshine and spring breezes, which will aid both wind and solar energy production. Germany thereby launches the most significant energy experiment globally. It is the largest bet on renewable energy sources currently underway. But it is also merely a continuation of a trend that Germany began nearly 20 years ago. In the industrial era of the 19th and 20th century, there was a direct correlation between the amount of energy consumed by a country and its economic production. As factories produced more and consumed more energy, their economy grew. A nearly one-to-one rate of growth between energy consumption and industrial output. Economic historians often used energy consumption to determine whether a country was first world, an advanced country, or second world, not advanced, not industrial. Underdeveloped agrarian countries usually consume very little energy. Now, many assume that technology has changed all this, that a country can be nearly as productive in the internet era as before the industrial era. I'm not convinced. I think something else may be occurring, and that may be the advanced Western countries have just shipped off industrial production and energy consumption to overseas manufacturing hubs like China. It's an interesting debate, and over time we will see which side is right. In the meantime, it's apparent that German politicians proclaim that they can fill the gap left by shutting down nuclear power with the use of renewables. I bring your attention to the attached chart. It's remarkable in so many ways. As you will see, energy production for Germany peaked 16 years ago. Whether through strategic planning or just happenstance, Germany began to cut back on their own energy production in the mid-1990s. Now, this latest closing of the nuclear power plant is just a continuation of the German policy of producing less and less energy. They did the same thing with coal over the same time period, reducing coal production by over 40%. But just because Germany is producing less energy does not mean that they are consuming less energy. According to the latest report from the U.S. Energy Information Agency, Germany is now importing three times as much total energy as it consumes. Like its industrial base, Germany has offshored its energy base. It is also true that Germany has indeed increased production by renewables, chiefly wind and solar, but so far that increase has been marginal. By the most optimistic estimate, and there are several differing estimates out there regarding Germany's energy production, but the most optimistic estimate is that renewables currently provide less than one-third of Germany's annual energy production. To replace the energy produced by those closed nuclear plants will require a 50% increase in renewable production, something that most analysts don't believe is in the cards. But having said all of this, it is important to point out that Germany has stepped up to the plate and provided us with the most significant real-world experiment in modern energy production and consumption. However, in order to receive a valid result, there are a couple of parameters that we need to establish beforehand. First, when comparing any of the energy sources for Germany, we need to measure them versus total German energy consumption. I note in many of the reports that they measure renewable production, for instance, against German energy production. But remember, German production continues to decline, so the contribution of any of its components grows automatically relative to that declining production. It's consumption that counts here. Second, German energy imports need also to be carefully monitored. If, for instance, Germany were to replace the energy produced by those nuclear plants with, for instance, Norwegian gas, that would not be considered a success for German renewables. Finally, a note for the energy researchers. There are several reports published that are mathematically incorrect out there. The numbers, and therefore relative performance, simply don't add up. So beware. So today, Germany begins a brand new approach to energy production and consumption. It's a wonderful opportunity for the world to watch how this advanced economy adapts to its new energy constraints. And that's The Value Side for Thursday, April 20. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.